Andrew Manubold was the president of the Hawthorn Football Club Box. He stepped down from that role just a few weeks ago, and he's now taking up a role as an AFL commissioner. He joins us here on Breakfast with Frank and Ox on 11:16 SN this morning. Good day, Andrew. How are you going?
Morning, Frank. How are you?
You didn't stay out of the game for very long. Straight back in there, straight upstairs to the commission.
No, that's what my wife said. need to clarify. Obviously, the two decisions are unrelated. When I stepped down at Hawthorn, I sort of felt that 13 years was a long time and it was time to hand over to someone else. And I think you had Richard Garvey on your show a few weeks ago. And he'll do a fantastic job. And the commission thing was probably more driven by them than me. And I just saw it as a great opportunity to keep involved in the game, which I love.
Andrew, what's your vision?
Oh, well, Ox, I think, probably my expertise is really at obviously at club level. And I think one of the key things we've got to get done is get all the clubs strong, vibrant, competitive. As you know, I was involved in the equalisation discussions, and that's something that's close to my heart, is getting a competition where you turn up every week and you don't know who's going to win. And I think we're getting closer to that, but there's still a lot of work to be done. And if I can help assist with that process, then that'll be very satisfying.
The major challenges for the game at the moment, is it making sure the clubs are self-sustaining with revenue?
I think so, Frank. I think at the moment, you know, we've got sort of the haves and the have-nots still, and I think it's really important that all the clubs have at least a break-even position where they don't feel the stress of looking over their shoulder and wondering what's going to be their position at the end of the financial year, and should we spend this and shouldn't we spend that. And I think the footy department caps obviously help with that a lot, but I think there's just a lot more to be done. And as I said, I'd love to see, I left a message for Peter Gordon yesterday saying, you know, I'd love to see the Bulldogs win their second flag while I'm on the commission. And those little things, I think, would be very satisfying.
Well, you know, as the president of Hawthorn, you probably felt indifferent to the idea of an equalisation tax of sorts to try to offset the success of your football club and the struggles of others. How do you feel about it now, being on the commission, trying to look after the interests of all clubs, particularly those that are struggling?
Yeah, I think there's a better mechanism than the revenue tax. I think my point about that has been that we've only shifted about $4.5 million by that revenue tax from some clubs to the others, and I think it's more a disincentive for the clubs who are paying the tax. I think there's other ways of disequalising revenue distribution. And
can I ask, Andrew, is one of those the stadium economics of clubs not being in a position to fully utilise their stadiums because they're playing at a stadium where they pay a fortune just for the privilege?
Absolutely, and I think the acquisition of Etihad's obviously a big piece of that puzzle. Once that is acquired by the AFL,
should that be fast-tracked, the purchase of it?
Frank, I'm not sure. Look, obviously, I haven't even been to one meeting yet, so I'm really not in a position to speak about how close that is. But I think it's a key plank to making clubs like St Kilda and the Western Bulldogs and the Kangaroos a lot more self-sufficient and profitable. And with that, as I said, comes a lot of release of stress, and they can focus on things that they should be focused on. And so I think it is a key plank.
Andrew, could you replace the chairman, Mike Fitzpatrick, down the track?
I wouldn't think so. Because I think that's a big job, and there are people who are on the commission who are probably better qualified to take over that role than me.
How do you bench your affection for the Hawks or deal with that? You're so deeply committed to it and such an integral part of this golden era of success. How do you recalibrate your approach to that?
Yeah, I think, it's not unlike you blokes going into you and doing your job. I mean, I've heard Ox be critical of Melbourne, and he's obviously tries to be even-handed in his job. And I just look at it that way. Of course, you still have a soft spot for a club that you've invested a lot in, but at the end of the day, you're there to do a job. And as I said to a bit earlier, you know, when I rang Peter Gordon, I said I'd love to be on the commission when his club won their second premiership. So I just love the game. And I think, if other clubs can have some success, Hawthorn knew we were never going to win every year, but it'd be great to see someone else, have a go.
Andrew, the MCG is getting a tourism upgrade, a zip line.
Ox is going to jump off after John Aaron. He's going to be the second one up there.
I know you're a thrill seeker. Are you involved?
I'm not involved in that, Ox. No, I'll stick to hitting a little white ball around the park, mate.
And how's that going?
Not as well as you, I don't think.
No. You've had a little spare time now. You'd be hitting them okay, I'd imagine.
Yeah. I played a fair bit last week and a bit this week. Today's my golf day, so I've done some chores already and ready to tee it up this afternoon.
In all seriousness, is it a good idea for the MCG, having, you know, extra revenue coming in?
I think we're in the entertainment game, aren't we? I don't know a lot of the details about it, but, you know, one of the things we've got to get back to in the game is the excitement, the fun for the families. You know, so that's a key plank. You know, grassroots footy is, we're going to go, you know, dare I say it, we need to sometimes go back to the old days where, you know, it was fun going to the footy. And, you know, I used to get taken by my grandfather on a Saturday afternoon. And it was the one thing I looked forward to all week. And I just think we need to get back to some of those old sort of time values. And I know the game's moving on and society's moving on, but sometimes things of the past are good. And, you know, I'll be bringing some of that, I hope, to my role on the commission.
Good to talk to you. Enjoy the golf this afternoon. Hope the weather improves for you.
Thanks for having me on, boys.
Andrew Newbold, former Hawthorn Prez, now the incoming AFL commissioner, talking to us here on Breakfast with Frank and Ox.